Good morning, America. This is Wayne Ahart speaking for the Old Glory Network podcast. You know, Old Glory is a symbol of hope and safety to the poor and the helpless all around the world. Now, let's make Old Glory great again. And by the way, it's our job to keep it that way. And let's make the media truthful again. Don't you think it's about time? You know, Old Glory Network brings a message of common sense values with old-fashioned patriotism each and every week. Now, my message today, I have two short messages, and the first one is called What the dot, 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 dot. That's right, just what the dot, 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 dot. You know, my good friend, Mr. George Mayshock, called lamenting the fact that no one in Congress or the media has demanded that President Biden and or the Democrat Party, his party, answer just one simple question. And that question is, what is the end game of their plan and their execution of opening up the border that has allowed and encouraged millions of illegal aliens to enter our country? You know, not only have we not resisted, but we have assisted. That's right, we have assisted in these millions of illegal aliens coming in our country. Now, President Biden and his party, the Democrat Party, as a result, has aided and abetted in the mob of illegals resulting in murders, rapes, enslaving children, and forcing them into drug dealing, yeah, and prostitution. They have caused an international market for selling young people for the pleasure of sick perverts. Yet, no one has insisted that they tell us what their end game is. Why are they doing this? And what is their ultimate goal? You know, each illegal crossing of our border is a willing act of defiance of United States immigration laws. They are all lawbreakers. And by the way, Biden and his party are lawbreakers. They are assisting them. They are assisting law breaking. It is organized crime at the highest level. And why would our president break our laws that he took an oath to uphold? Laws that he voted for as a senator or House member. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if that is not traitorous, then what is? Now, Congress and the media has the right and the duty to ask them to explain what they ultimately intend to achieve with their actions. And they must demand answers. Put their feet to the fire and not let up until they answer. No spin allowed. America's legal citizens, that's you and I, ladies and gentlemen, We have suffered enough and paid a high price due to the law-breaking actions of our own president and his party. Now it's time to demand answers and put an end to irregularity and illegality. Now we must vote him out of office this November. But that's not soon enough. We need answers and we need action now, immediately. Now, ladies and gentlemen, what you have just heard is the opinion of Wayne Ahart, a free citizen of the United States of America, protected by the Constitution of the United States. Now we'll finish off with things I miss. You know, I miss seeing young girls playing jump the rope outside in the yard or on the sidewalk. I miss seeing kids playing marbles or the girls playing jacks. I miss seeing kids playing hopscotch. I miss seeing kids dress up and the whole family heading to church. I miss seeing and smelling mama frying chicken. I miss catching the bus or hitchhiking to school, with never a thought about safety. And I miss playing outside at recess time. I miss the class prayer and the pledge to the flag. And I miss collecting fresh eggs at the hen house and slopping the hogs. Now, to you city folks, slopping the hogs is feeding the hogs. And I miss the 1950s and the 1960s and a house full of brothers and a sister, all filled with a positive attitude about America and our future. You know, I miss selling newspapers on the street corners in Little Rock, Arkansas at age 12 and seeing how others lived and earned a living. Yes, there's plenty that I miss about those days. And now at age 84, I still have friends that I've known since childhood. I am confident that our good days are not over. Things like jumping rope and hopscotch and jacks will probably never come back because they've been replaced by cell phones and computers and many other electronic devices. But none of them can replace a really good book by a great author. Now, I can't deny that I'm a senior citizen now. I couldn't play hopscotch or jump the rope if I wanted to. If I got down on my knees to play marbles, well, I couldn't get back up without help. But there's plenty I can do to help the young people of today have a better life. You see, all old people like me have a lot of knowledge from the greatest teacher of all, Professor Experience. Professor Experience. So I consider it my job, my responsibility, actually, to pass my experience along to the new generation of American leaders. Now, experience has taught me things that no one else knows. And that's why we have been taught by our elders that we are all unique. Like a snowflake, no two of us are alike. That's why I started my podcast called Old Glory Network. Now, once a week, I record my experiences and opinions and make it available to the world. And perhaps my grandchildren will benefit from my experiences. Now, like you, I think my 8 grandchildren are the best in the whole world. I know they mean the world to me. Now join me, ladies and gentlemen, in helping to assure that those who come after us enjoy the freedom and the opportunities that we have enjoyed. May God bless America and the rest of the world. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you are a conservative, you're going to want to listen each and every week to the Old Glory Network podcast. But if you're not a conservative, then you actually need to listen. Call your friends and encourage them to listen also, because if you love the music of Sinatra and Marty Robbins and others of that ilk back in the day, then you need to order the music of my son, Kevin Dale Ahart. Now, he performs out of Los Angeles, but you can buy his music from iTunes, Apple Music, Spotify, and Amazon. And I promise you, you will love Kevin's music. Look him up. Check him out. He has a variety of music at just 99 cents per song. And he has a CD now of all cowboy songs that he has written. And you can order that by emailing me, Wayne Ahart, at weahart@gmail.com. Now, Cowboy's Revenge is the name of the CD. And it has 11 great songs for only $15. With no charge for shipping, by the way. Also, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. There's no charge for you to subscribe. And leave a 5-star review if you would. Man, I would appreciate that. And don't forget to visit our website at oldglorynetwork.com. And happy trails, ladies and gentlemen, until we meet again next week.